What's the occasion? Chometz.
Yes. Not only is it chometz, it has kityot in it.
The Holy Baal Shem Tov once said that if you hear something, it's not by chance because God is ruling the world. So if I just heard the word Pesach Sheni, and today is Yud Dalet Iyar, Pesach Sheni, and allow me to share something about Pesach Sheni that just occurred to me right now. I don't know if it's going to come together because it just occurred to me right now. But you will try to put it together. Rabbi Tversky, when he gives a lecture, says, I'm going to give you a lot of information. You'll have to organize it. Yeah?
My friend is your excited today.
Okay, so maybe we should the Makdish
here. Abraham Ben Eli.
So all the words of Torah we're going to say is in memory of Aharon Avraham Ben Eliezer. You should have an Aliyas Neshama Be'ezrat Hashem. It says in this beautiful new Siddur by Koren that these are the days that we don't say Tachanun. And amongst the days listed is Pesach Sheni. For most Jews, that's the year 2011. It's a day in which you don't say Tachanun. So I guess our most sincere prayer is going to be, may Pesach Sheni come out when?
Monday
or Thursday. Then the Jews will not be happy. They'll be ultra. But today, yes, it's a Wednesday. It's not enough for the joy. Why don't we say Tachanun on Pesach Sheni? No, I'm serious, and I want to now sharpen my question a bit more. We don't say Tachanun, it's Pesach Sheni. Okay. No. Pesach Sheni in an era in which there's no Beis HaMikdash means absolutely nothing practically. Everybody agrees. More than that. If there was a Beis HaMikdash, right now in Yerushalayim, and we're sitting in Efrat, this is where we live, would we be celebrating Pesach Sheni?
No.
No, why?
Well, maybe, if you didn't bring the Korban.
Why wouldn't you bring, so you say maybe you might have been Betuma, but if you prepared yourself and everything went well, then you wouldn't be Betuma.
Okay.
Why? Because you're not the Derech Rechoka. You're very close to Yerushalayim. You're within the proximity of time and of distance to Yerushalayim. So if today the Beis HaMikdash was standing, and we would have had a Beis HaMikdash on Pesach Rishon, namely on the real Erev Pesach, then ultimately we wouldn't celebrate Pesach Sheni. There would be nothing for us. So unless we were in Metuma, we wouldn't celebrate it. In other words, all of the Jewish people do not say Tachanun because some of the Jewish people may bring a korban today if they miss the first date. What kind of halacha is that? When we usually don't say Tachanun, it's because all of Am Yisrael, or at least all of that shul, is within the celebration. I'm looking at the list here in the Siddur.
Well, part of the
so,
shul.
Rosh Chodesh is for all the Jewish people. Chodesh Nisan is all the Jewish people. Yom HaTzmaut, if you're Zionist, is all the Zionist people. Yom Yerushalayim, if you're an ultra-Zionist. Lag BaOmer, all the Jewish people. Rosh Chodesh Sivan until Yud Bet Bachodesh. On and on and on. Here, you're taking one day, which is only for some of the Jewish people. And don't throw at me the bris, because the bris is for the entire shul. Here, you could be in the shul, the majority of the people wouldn't celebrate Pesach Sheni because they wouldn't be obligated in it, but all of the shul has to celebrate by not saying Tachanun. What halacha is that? What kind of halacha is it that people don't say Tachanun because some of the Jewish people are celebrating? Musuk, yeah.
Could you say that when people sorrow or joy, there's some kind of a mitzvah in joining with the klal, even if it's a minority?
The answer is yes and no. Yes, you should join with the klal in terms of the simcha. But no, you don't omit Tachanun if he's happy there in America. They had a big atzala from a blood libel, and here in Israel it meant nothing.
Right, so because here, the issue is here, why would everyone around the world?
Everyone around the world, and everyone that, even in Israel per se, not everyone would celebrate it. So the question is even sharper. So what's the story with Pesach Sheni? And I'd like to suggest the following. And I don't know if this is going to come together, but Fred, I'm going to try. Alex, Pesach Sheni is the day in which the Jewish people said, no matter what, we still are going to fight for our Jewish identity. We have all the excuses in the world not to. Let's face it. There's halachos with regard to Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach means that you have to be the Tahara and you have to be Korban. We're not. There's nothing we're doing wrong. There's no halacha you have to move to Yerushalayim in order to bring the Korban Pesach. That's like saying you have to be near the hospital in order to give birth on Shabbos, and you don't have, and you can walk. There's no halacha like that. Yeah, many are machmir; they prepare themselves if they know a birth might be on Shabbos. But there's no halacha that you have to move to close to Yerushalayim in order to bring the Korban Pesach. If you're Betuma, not on purpose, you saw a Meit Mitzvah, when you buried the Meit Mitzvah, or someone died a day before Pesach, it happened. What, you're going to say, you're at fault? You're not at fault. You're exempt from the mitzvah. An exemption is very good in halacha. When there's an exemption, there's an exemption. If someone, God forbid, has to mechalel Shabbos because of pikuach nefesh, he was taken to the hospital, are we ever going to say to him, you have to do tshuva? Now you have to celebrate Shabbos on Wednesday because ultimately you didn't celebrate Shabbos on Shabbos? There's a, you have to celebrate Shabbos. There's another halacha that you have to keep Shabbos in terms of the third and nine halachot. And there's a third halacha of pikuach nefesh that nullifies the first two. Finished. Comes along Pesach Sheni, and though this halacha, I'm sure, was there long before the Jewish people asked for it, that the fact that they asked for it is the reason that we're not saying Chachamim today. What does it say in Parshat B'ha'alotcha with regard to Pesach Sheni? It says that people went to Moshe Rabbeinu and said two words that I love. Israeli words. This is the way Israelis talk. You ready? Lama nigara. Livilti hakriv et korban Hashem b'moado b'toch b'nei Yisrael. Why should we be short-changed? Why shouldn't we get the schut of bringing the Korban Pesach just because we had an exemption? Not because we had an exemption. Even if we wanted to bring it, we couldn't because we were Betuma. So we have all the good intention in the world, but you're Betuma, you can't bring it. A Kohen's a great Kohen, we love him. He's a Yifayna Yid, but he has a mum. Can't be working in certain things in Beis HaMikdash. We're not blaming you. But the Jewish people wouldn't give up on this point of their Jewish identity. Because remember the Korban Pesach historically? What was the Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim for the Jew? No? It separated him from society. It showed he was a Jew. The blood was there and all the Egyptians can see it. And you know what that meant. And ultimately it showed I am Jewish no matter what. I'm in Egypt. It would be much more easier for me. True, the Makot are not exactly good, but hopefully they'll pass. Jews many times said this will pass. But I didn't. I identified myself as a Jew. And therefore, maybe this is the reason why of all the mitzvot of the Torah, when there's a chas v'shalom, the punishment of karet, it's usually on prohibition. Korban Pesach together with Bris Milah, the only two mitzvot asay positive commandments that if you don't do it, is karet. Usually you don't do a mitzvah, so what do we say about that Jew? He didn't do a mitzvah. At worst, he's mevatel a mitzvot asay. Now, I'm not belittling that phrase, mevatel mitzvot asay, like a Jew who didn't put on tefillin in the morning, but ultimately, that's all it is. You don't punish him for a bitul mitzvot asay. Could be God will mitzarek that to something else you did. But there's no korek for it, God forbidden. There's no malchus for it. There's no makat mardut, nothing. Comes along, Korban Pesach and Brit Milah, the only two mitzvot asay, positive. Why? Because those two identify you as a Jew. The Brit Milah physically, and the Korban Pesach mentally. When you brought the Korban Pesach, everybody knew you were Jewish. There was no mistaking you. You couldn't just blend into society with that Korban Pesach. So when the Jewish people come before Moshe and before Aaron on that famous day in the Midbar and say to them, Lama nigara, why shouldn't we be identified as Jews? And ultimately, that's not just a statement for them. That's a statement for us. What do I mean for us? How many Jews do you know around the world today that would rather they don't know that they're Jewish?
Most of them.
Many Jews.
Most of them.
Many Jews. You know, being Jewish is not easy. There's always that threat of anti-Semitism. And today, anti-Zionism. It's not easy. I believe it's much easier for your stress level and for your mental health and for many other things to not necessarily identify yourself as a Jew. I mean, the separation of church and state, at least in the United States and Canada, not exactly in England, but ultimately, you can go to shul on Shabbos. You're the regular person. No one has to know you're Jewish. But yet, they went out of their way and they wanted to identify as Jews. They wanted to identify and say, I am proud of who I am. And that's why, in my opinion, even though it was a segment of the Jewish people, it's not all the Jewish people, we all celebrate Pesach Sheni. It's not the celebration of the Korban being brought, because we're not bringing a Korban today. And even as I said, if the Beis HaMikdash was built, we wouldn't bring a Korban today, unless we'd missed the first date. It's a celebration of Jews saying, we are not giving up on our Jewish identity. Despite it all, we're still with our Jewish identity. We have all the excuses to give it up, and we're not. That's why I think on this day, we don't say Tachanun. Now you're going to throw at me, no, we skip Tachanun on other days. Yes, we do. And we passing like the Gaonim, that Tachanun is not Ma'akeh B'Tfilah. The Rambam disagrees. We passing like the Gaonim, so we skip Tachanun here, there. But if you look at all the days we skip Tachanun, the celebrations for all the Jewish people, not a segment. This is only a segment, so the question is thrown out why, and in my opinion is, it may have been a segment, but halavai, all the Jewish people would have acted the words, Lama Nigara. We feel bad that we're not identified as Jews. Yeah?
So, just by giving an example, for those who are bringing the Pesach Sheni, the other Jews for them was also some kind of a day or something?
No.
It was a regular example.
Yeah. That's why I say it's not the actual bringing of the korban that we celebrate today, and there's no halacha that you have to bring matzah today or whatnot. You're reading chametz, as I see. But rather...
It's not. It's Pesach.
But rather, it is definitely a day in which we celebrate the actual motivation of the Jewish people. It wasn't the actual result. It's the motivation.
I mean, you can look at that. I thought it was the day that God gave the Jewish people. On that day... This is a day of potential forgiveness for all.
Forgiveness?
No, it's not a second chance.
Why do you need to forgive
him? If the guy deliberately didn't come,
then he couldn't do it.
Then he couldn't do it, correct?
Because this day was set aside for those
who didn't have to.
Who couldn't.
Who didn't have to, not couldn't.
Yeah.
Didn't have to, finish. When you couldn't, you didn't have to, finish.
So it's not the day, not the people.
Fine, it's not the korban because we don't have either.
Right.
It's rather the motivation. That beautiful two words in the Chumash, Lama Nigara, why should we be left behind? That's the celebration of Pesach Sheni. In an era in which the Jewish identity of so many Jews is something that you have to look for with a magnifying glass, it's a beautiful day. It's a gorgeous day. And that's why we didn't say Tachanun this morning. And that's why we're not going to say Tachanun at Mincha. It's not because of the Korban. There's no Korban. And it's not because certain Jewish people bought a Korban, because the majority didn't. Sure.
No, but most of the days we say Tachanun. We don't say Tachanun today
because the previous Mincha.
But Pesach Sheni is one of the exceptions.
So now you're bringing up exactly that dichotomy. And on the one hand, it's not a celebration of all the Jewish people. It's not Erev Rosh Chodesh. On the other hand, it is a celebration that we should definitely specify. Now, excuse me for being a bit Zionist, but based on what I just said, we skip Tachanun on Pesach Sheni. So Jewish identity. Most of the Jewish people didn't celebrate today because they didn't bring a korban. Do you have any reservations after this to not say Tachanun on Yom HaAtzma'ut or Yom Yerushalayim? I'm serious. I mean, there's something wrong with the logic. If you don't say Tachanun on Lag BaOmer because they stopped dying, and you don't say Tachanun on Pesach Sheni, then of all the miracles that happened because Ben-Gurion went out of his mind and declared a state, from the kibbutz galuyot, from the gathering of exiles that are now coming in, and some of them, too much than we want. Mamash Goyim coming into Israel as well. To having a Jewish army that goes as far as Entebbe to save Jews and whatnot. Do you have any reservations? Forget about Haram. Skipping Tachanun. I don't know how you can have reservations after the halakha of Pesach Sheni. It's beyond me.
No, they don't look at it as
it's
a miracle.
Totally and utterly beyond me.
They don't look at it as a miracle. The key word they use is miracle.
I don't need a miracle. Pesach Sheni is a miracle?
They don't look at it as a good thing.
No. You're mixing up two things. Dr. Sevier.
Yes.
For halal, you need a miracle.
Okay.
We discuss, is it a miracle that warrants halal? That's a halachic debate. I'm not even getting into it. It's a good halachic debate. I don't like, as I said earlier, people that are judged by their halal or not halal. But not saying Tachanun. That's as far as I want to go here. I want to understand how you can say Tachanun on Yom HaAtzma'ut and not in Pesach Sheni. This is beyond me already. I don't know. I really don't know. I'm not talking about halal. Halal, I know exactly what they would say. I'm not even thinking about shaving. I'm not talking about any of that. I am talking about one thing only. There was something that happened that day that didn't happen in 2,000 years.
The foreign minister of the Nitori Karta would prefer to what was his name? Moshe, what was his name? Would prefer to live under the Jordanian government than the Israeli.
Once again, the Satmar Hasidim have a yeshiva in the former Edison Theater on the outskirts of Geula going up towards King George, whatever it's going to be, apartment, only Israel. Okay? And that's in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. They celebrate one day of Yontiv only because there's actually Jews in Israel and the government that allow them to do so. So I'm not saying Sehara. Don't say Hara, Sehara. That's your Zionistic outlook. Thanksgiving Tachanun, that's it. The Boston Rebbe in Hanov, Zichron of Levracha, said, on Yom Ha'atzma'ut in my shul, and if you know the Boston shul in Hanov, they have 20 minyanim for Shachris, don't know how to get them all in, but they get them all in, they don't say Tachanun on Yom Ha'atzma'ut. They have a whole thing if it comes out Bahav, what to do. But they don't say Tachanun, the Rebbe said, what do you mean? It was Hatzalah to the Jewish people from the Shoah that they can come into Israel. For that, you don't say Tachanun. Again, I'm not saying go say Hara. Just skipping Tachanun. Say to the Jews, today's a different day. Go home and ask your mommies and your daddies, why is it a shul we didn't say Tachanun?
Because the Jews that are still saying...
something happened today.
The Jews that are still saying, the same group of Jews are still saying, it's better to be in Europe or return to Europe than to be here.
I don't think that's the majority of the Haredi world at all.
I don't think it's even getting
to a visible minority, in my opinion. I think what happens is that in Israel, like in every other place in the world, you can't blame the Israeli press. The press is going to bring out stories that make news. It doesn't make news that many of the Haredim went and celebrated Yom HaAtzmaut in the sense of they had a barbecue, they went out, there was a day of vacation. The majority of the Haredim don't even think about these questions. All I'm saying to you is as follows. Are you Zionistic like a nut? Are you less Zionistic? Are you a little Zionistic? Are you Zionistic square? I'm leaving that aside. You cannot overlook the question I'm throwing out. If on Pesach Sheni and Lag BaOmer you skip Tachanun, how come not on Yom HaAtzmaut and Yom Yerushalayim?
Go to Poland. There's a wonderful renaissance of Jewish life there.
So,
I mean, better than here.
Better than here.
Good. Now that you finish, give us the drasha we're really going to give.
Better than here?
That's what they say. I
know Poland Jewry very well, and I think you're right. There is a renaissance happening there. But
it's
I don't
a wonderful
it's better than here.
Sure, you know,
I don't have an answer. No one could give an answer. And I tell you right now, I don't understand
that.
What's the occasion? Pesach Sheni, you eat chametz.
Yes. Not only is it chametz, it has kitnyot in it.
The Holy Baal Shem Tov once said that if you hear something, it's not by chance because God is ruling the world. So if I just heard the word Pesach Sheni, and today is Yud Daled Iyar, Pesach Sheni, and allow me to share something about Pesach Sheni that just occurred to me.